while we may not be doing it, how can we reposition ourselves? How can we reset our mind
to
go into that space?
As an individual, for those listening, if you find yourself spending money on these things that I mentioned, we'll call them again. Now, these are the ones that normally jump out, the cigarettes, the drugs, and that is the whole category itself, alcohol. Sex is very high on that listing, porn. Gambling,
snacks
for adults, it's children.
And adults.
Children. Man, this would be adult-based snacks like bagfuls, man. And carbohydrates, there's a lot of bread we'll be selling, food, sugar, and stuff like that. What we need to do is find out, let's logically start to look at what the amount of money I'm spending and what targets, what can I actually cut and actually start to put aside. Yeah, so some cases, some people have the discipline to say, okay, I don't need this. There's some people that are that disciplined. For those, please employ your discipline with those strong will, cut, speak to the family, and do such. For some of us, it will not be as simple. So what we want to do is look at what the money we are spending. If you spend that $50 you mentioned, usually, and the truth of the matter is this $50 that I would then be needing somebody to give me $50 to buy food. Okay. Yes, I would love to have this, but the truth matter, it is selfish, it is unfair, it is unreasonable. That's something you have to own. Yeah, where you're spending when they expect, where others are supposed to fund or support you in that area. Yeah? So you need to own up to it and say, okay, let me cut back on my entertainment packages, from whoever that sends these mediums to a bit.
Right.
Let me cut back on some of the food binging that I'm doing. Let me monitor the amount of food that I'm eating. I can't eat 4 or 5 times a day. For those that have children, we speak to the children, recognize, okay, we can't be eating all during the day. Let's set a lunch time that you're at school. There's a break time, a lunch time, a break time. And break time can be just, a small snack, and then you have your lunch, and then there's a break,
Right.
Instead of just pulling the fridge, going to snacks, and we're just consuming $700 in food daily. And that way we can actually see that we can actually stretch our money a little longer, a little further. Because the money that we are saving on logistics, we could actually be saving from our food bill also and some of our consumption to pacify.
And I think one of the other things that may be therapeutic for some people, and I know some people will say, but usually I don't have a green thumb. But some of us can still source some utensils, whether it's an old pot that you throw out, a plastic container, some cans, even bags. You can grow plants in a bag. We can plant some okras or peppers, some vegetable,
mm-hmm.
ground provisions, sweet potatoes, yams. Once you have the space and the, you can actually do these things to help your mind to focus on other things and at
yes.
the same time help provide some part of your meal for you and your family.
That is a big one. Yes, planting and growing your own food is a big thing. There's nothing like going out into your, your garden. And that's
yeah.
the thing, too, is that there are many organizations, too, that that are teaching persons how to plant at home. You can be using a tare, a bucket. You'd be surprised how much sweet potatoes you can get just from having a bucket or, a container, yams. Those are some interesting projects that are out there where a person grow carrots and sweet potatoes. And it'd be very small areas. They don't need, acres of land
mm-hmm.
to feed your family. And the children now are part of the program. Even your seasonings and those things. People have gone into chicken farming in a big way. So you can have a meal by investing in your area, your space, and eating healthier. So it is therapeutic. It is to get up
mm-hmm.
and to watch the plant grow.
And yes, and
like
it also allows for you and your children or grandchildren or brothers, siblings, relatives, whoever lives in that household, or even close by, to develop even a closer relationship, because you can use the time that you're planting or preparing the soil to have conversations,
Yes,
meaningful conversations.
It's a very ancient bridge because I have neighbors that they're very much into their plants, and it's just amazing how people are just stopping and just ask some questions and stuff like that. And even cognitive neuroscience research, as you said earlier, that is factual. It shows that the environment we spend time in can actually decrease, that being in a healthy green environment can actually reduce our stress levels. You know, it can empower overall health and well-being. It's exercise, that bending, that squatting, that is, it can be spray so exhausting just going to the yard and digging, you know, a fork and the ground and planting and stuff. That's several squats you're doing and, you know, the core strength and so forth, and engaging socially and getting some fresh air, you know, the soil, the air from the soil and the plants and stuff like that. It's a beautiful exchange between human and nature.
Mm-hmm. I quite agree with that. And also, in addition to what you're saying, Sinclair, talking about the managing the finances and finding alternative avenues to help yourself and to be a bit more mindful and logical and disciplined, I'm thinking, how can we as individuals, we're looking to save energy, maybe not using our electricity throughout the day, using the electricity at various points, like turning on our laptops at specific times. So children may be online, and when they're finished, they rest. They also need to maintain their health and things like that. And then, you know, maybe another few hours later, you go on for an hour or two. So being mindful in how we are using what we have and how we're catering to each family member need is also essential in de-stressing, because there can be quite a lot of conflict about, I want to use the tablet, I want to use the laptop at this time, and, you know, how do we share, how do we manage this space that we're in, and everybody have to do similar tasks almost at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. So I say even that the economics of, like I said, the consumption of light, and there's several things we consider true. If we really look and see, we are heavy consumers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are heavy consumers of data. We are heavy consumers of, you know, Wi-Fi. We are heavy consumers of electricity. In this time, we'd be losing a lot of water because everybody's home. So that in itself is going to be a challenge. If you have many people in the home, many people are using the bathroom, that for certain will eventually care of your water bill. Because we have a culture where if we do a number one, we flush it on every time. So if you're going several times during the day and there's several people in the house, that is several gallons of water. So water bills will be pretty high in this season. There are suggestions, but for Barbadian culture, we are not prone to that. And there's some cultures that do not necessarily flush with number one. So that is a suggestion, but I'm not too sure how receptive we'll be to that. So those are things.
It is workable, St. Clair. What needs to happen is that we have to ensure that there's regular cleaning, and, you know, that will help to maintain your toilet facilities, keep the hygiene high still. Yeah. But it is workable.
Mm-hmm. So that is it as far as the water. As I said, the water will be a challenge. As I said, Barbadian or culture, we be twice a day. And we do that. So that is one greater challenge, I think, even from a country perspective. In the midst of this situation that we're in, that this is something, I think, from a cultural and governmental perspective, that we should be speaking to persons, because our water levels are pretty low overall. And now everyone is at home, and because of the construct of our buildings, and this could be a stress. I'm talking about stress now. This is actually contributing to stress. So stress from a governmental perspective, from a governmental institution perspective. There's some areas where the water is turned off daily, several parts across Barbados.
Yeah.
for those that don't receive a lot of water, they have to fetch more water and travel further. Mm-hmm. So imagine for those people not getting water in some parishes in Barbados and have to travel for water, and then they don't have the liberty to travel when they want to. They have to travel in a particular time to collect their water. So if each person, yeah, I said it could be that we could, since we're home, that we don't have to be, you know, 3 times a day. I don't know how that works for some cultures, I hope. But I said even the flushing on a regular basis, especially with smaller children, that when they go, it is not necessarily, you know, that challenging, you know. So for number one. So I'm just saying that we need to look at these things and start to recognize that we're in a different season. And these are things that are going to help us with our stress levels, because then we see the water bill coming down, the light bill coming down, by extension, because we could work with that. Yeah?
Well, Sinclair, we certainly have started a good exploration of how we can deal with the stress of living during this COVID-19 pandemic situation and our national issues, as well as our household issues. And I would want to invite you again so that we can continue this conversation and look at how we can be more mindful and maybe even explore leisure and recreational activities that we can do at home with our families and even by ourselves to help decrease the stress and at the same time be more contented and at peace with ourselves and our family members. I want to thank you very much for coming and sharing with us today, Sinclair. I look forward to seeing you pretty soon in the near future.
And I thank you so much. And all the listeners, we thank you to Barbados and Caribbean and the world. We want to say blessings to you. And we declare healthy mind, soul, and spirit in this season. So I thank you once again.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Eudalie Wickham-Ashby, and my special guest today, Sinclair Brown. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660. You can also reach out via Starcom on 1-246-430-7300. And you can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is VISIONSBARBADOS, @gmail.com. And of course, you can go on the VOB929.com website, look for the podcast link for Visions, and you'll be able to listen to this and past episodes. So until next week, be more mindful, be safe, and love yourself.